在位，在座诸位主所引导的好朋友，还有主所爱的诸位亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家问安。
Hallelujah, greetings of peace to our brothers and sisters, that are seated here.
很高兴看到各位。
I'm very glad to see every one of you.
愿主耶稣照着你们的信心赏赐给你们。
May Lord Jesus strengthen your faith.
今天晚上跟大家一起来思考何谓得救的教会。
Tonight we will be discussing on what, is the true.The church that saves.
照着教会的安排，接下来，一三五连续有六节，跟大家来思考教会的圣洁。
According to the arrangement made by the churches, we will be discussing the holiness of the church over Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays of 2 weeks.
但是小弟认为，这首先第一节这个问题十分重要，我们必须有清楚的认识。
And I believe that this topic is something that we need to have a clear understanding of.
因为其后所有的道理都是建基在这个最基本的一个认识上。
Because all of the words and truth are based on this understanding.
所以教会这个词其实是出自于我们基督教用的正典 canon。
So the word church comes from a word used in Christianity, which is called canon.
这个 canon 其实就是我们讲的圣经。
And this refers to the Bible.
教会这一个词在新约希腊文第一次出现在哪里呢？
Where did the word church appear in the Greek Bible?
我们一起来看新约圣经马太福音16章18节。
Let us look at the New Testament, Matthew chapter 16, verse 18.
十八节
18.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
Verse 18. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
好，其实这个十八节啊，不是在讲彼得是这个磐石。
So verse 18 does not refer to Peter as the rock.
而是借着在耶稣身边这个人的名字，耶稣在借他的名字讲一个重要的道理。
But Jesus was using the name Peter to give a very important teaching.
因为我们中文的彼得跟磐石啊，沾不上边，可是原文他们两个字念起来很像。
Because in the Chinese translation, the word Peter and rock are different, but in the original text, it is quite similar.
彼得念作 Petros.
Peter is referred to as Petros.
然后磐石叫做 Petras. 大家有没有觉得很像？
And rock is called Petrus. Don't you think it's very similar?
所以我们天主教的朋友根据这两节啊，所以把彼得追封为第一任的教宗啊。
So some Christian denominations will refer to Peter as the rock.
其实这里的磐石，主耶稣不是指彼得，而是说你是 Petros， 可是我要把我的教会建立在这 Petros。Petros 指的是什么呢？这个磐石指的是什么呢？
But Jesus did not refer to Peter as the rock, but rather the church is to be built on the rock.
我们来看马太福音27章的60节，这里有另外一个 Petros 了。
Let us look at Matthew chapter 27.
马太福音27章的60节。
Matthew chapter 27 verse 60.
在这原文里面是同一个字。
This is the word Petrus is similar as the same as in the original text.
这里写说安放在自己的新坟墓里，就是他凿在磐石里的，他又把大石头滚到墓门口就去了。
Verse 60, and laid it in his new tomb, which he had hewn out of the rock, and he rolled a large stone against the door of the tomb and departed.
这个磐石被凿开了，作为坟墓。
This rock was hewn out and used to make a tomb.
这个 Petras 是用来放主耶稣为我们代死而后死的那个尸体啊。主耶稣为我们代死之后的身体。
And this refers to the body that Lord Jesus has given to us after he has died.
所以这个磐石指的是主耶稣替我们代死这件事情，也可以这样看啊。
So the rock can be seen as the occurrence of Jesus dying for us.
我们再来看新约圣经哥林多前书十章四节。
Let us look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书的第十章第四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4.
也都喝了一样的灵水，所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
Verse 4, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
同样的，这个新约希腊文在这里又出现了 Petros.
So similarly, the word Petros, which is the rock, has appeared.
而且使徒保罗直接指出这个磐石是什么？是属灵的，其实是基督啊。
And Apostle Paul pointed out that this rock was Christ.
所以这样子我们再看回马太福音16章18节，教会是要建立在什么上面？
So if we turn back to Matthew chapter 16 verse 18, what is the church built on?
是要建立在我们的基督，而且是耶稣为我们代死才形成的。
It is built on the rock and that is Jesus dying for us.
其实这个教会建立在磐石上，这个教会原来是一个字叫做 Ecclesia。
So the rock, the church is built on the rock, and this is termed as ecclesia.
我们之前有讲过，这个字是两个字合成的，就是呼召和出来 ，call out.
And this word means that it is to call out.
其实这个词，这个字虽然是新约才有，但是在旧约里面已经有这样的概念了。
Even though this word only appeared in the New Testament, this concept was apparent in the Old Testament already.
所以跟新约这个教会。同义的在旧约经文里面有一个希伯来文在出埃及记第一次出现。
So this word that was spoken in the New Testament was also recorded in the Old Testament.
应该说我们在出埃及记看它第一次出现是在指什么啦。
And let's look at what it was referring to.
我们请看出埃及记12章的第六节。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 12 verse 6.
出埃及记十二章第六节
Exodus chapter 12 verse 6
要留到本月十四日在黄昏的时候以色列全会众把羊羔宰了
Verse 6 Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight
所以大家在看这里的全会众啊它就是希伯来文里面等同是我们新约教会的那一个字哦。
So the word assembly here refers to the church in the New Testament.
所以在这里这个全会众是什么定义的
？So what is the significance of the whole assembly?
大家看一下，有空回去看一看前后文呐、啊、哦。
If you have time, look at the passages before and after.
这里的全会众其实指的是一群人。
So the whole assembly refers to a group of people.
什么人呢？他们取羊羔的血，借此而脱离灾难而得救。第一个条件。
This people use the blood of the lamb to wash away their sins.
这一群人第二个条件是在这一个晚上，他们必须把那烤过的羊羔肉全部吃光，准备上路啊。
That was the first criteria, and the second criteria is to roast this lamb and to eat it.
这一群人也是在旧约里面被神给呼召出来的。
And to go along on their way, and these people are the ones that are called out by God.
所以换句话说，无论在新旧约里面，所谓的这一群被神呼召出来的，都是神所拣选的、所引导、所要拯救的。
So regardless of whether it is in the New Testament or the Old Testament, these people who are called out are the people that God wishes to save.
那这一群人叫做教会，跟耶稣救世主耶稣基督有什么关系呢
？So what does the church, the people have to do with Lord Jesus?
我们请看新约圣经以弗所书第五章。
Let us look at Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书五章的二十三节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 23.
因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。
Verse 23, For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body.
各位注意这一节原文里面那个妻子啊，它是有加定冠词，是阴性单数的。
In the original text, the wife is singular.
所以它原文如果要翻得更精确是，因为这个丈夫是这一个妻子的头，只有一个。
So if we were to interpret it in that way, there is only one wife for the husband.
接下来要继续讲，如同基督是教会的头，教会也是加定冠词阴性单数的名词。
And in the following sentence, it also says Christ is the head of the church, and this church is singular.
就好像基督是这一个教会。中文没有翻，英文可能有写这一个教会，还有指明哦的 仇，只有一个教会。
So there is only one church, and Christ is the head of it.
所以圣经中神启示告诉我们一个灵里的奥秘啦。
So the Bible tells us of a mystery.
耶稣基督是人类的救主。
That Jesus Christ is the savior of mankind.
属基督的教会就是得救的教会。
And the church that belongs to Christ is the church that saves.
得救的教会在经文里面告诉我们只有一个，而且加定冠词。
And the Bible tells us that there is only one church that saves.
那么我们接下来的时间就要从很快的从圣经里面的经文直接来谈得救教会的重要的三个原则。
And following, we will now discuss the three most important principles for the church that saves.
我们可能以前听过得救的教会就是要有三个嘛。
We always hear that there are three criteria for the church that
saves. 要有真理，要有圣灵，要有神迹。
We need to have the truth, the Holy Spirit, and miracles.
既然教会是基督的身体，教会就要讲基督的话，基督的话，神的话就是真理。
And since the church is the body of Christ, the church needs to have the truth.
身体没有灵魂是死的，雅各书这样写，所以神的身体就要神的灵，就是圣灵。
The body without the spirit, the soul is dead.
那既然是神的身体，自然你就看得到神的行为以及神的模式，所以在这里要活出基督的馨香，有基督的行为就是神迹。
So the church needs to have the spirit of God, then it is living.
可是今天我们要谈从经文再来思考另外三个
and,
更加强这一点
and prove that the church is living. So we will emphasize and we will expand on these points.
第一个，得救的教会必须要有灵同。
Firstly, the church needs to have the abidance of the spirit.
对，这个灵同，同哦，就是同，其实就是世代相传的体系啊，哦，统一的同啊 system 啊，我不知道英文怎么翻呢、啊？要有这个灵传承下来的体系，你们有人会讲吗？好吧，那等一下想到你再补充好了。好，我们先来看一段经文，可能我们直接讲内容，大家比较明白。
So let's look at some verses so that we might understand better.
我们请翻开新约圣经《使徒行传》十一章的十五节。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 11 verse 15.
《使徒行传》十一章十五到十七节。
Acts chapter 11 verse 15 to 17.
我一开讲，圣灵便降在他们身上，正像当初降在我们身上一样。我就想起主的话说，约翰是用水施洗，但你们要受圣灵的洗，十七节。神既然给他们恩赐，像在我们信主耶稣基督的时候给了我们一样，我是谁能拦阻神呢？
Verse 15, And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them as upon us at the beginning. 16, Then I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. 17, If therefore God gave them the same gift as he gave us when we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could withstand God?
好了，这一段话其实是两千年前使徒彼得的一个见证啊。
So this was the testimony of Apostle Peter 2,000 years ago.
见证外邦人哥尼流一家跟他的朋友们受圣灵受洗的事。
It was the testimony of Cornelius and his family receiving the Holy Spirit.
所以彼得是在陈述说，这些即使是外邦人，也要像我们犹太人来信主一样，是归为一体一个教会啊。
So Peter was trying to say thatthe Gentiles would also come in and believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
那当然大家想，这个两千年前使徒彼得的教会，不管状况如何，是不是得救的教会啊？
So if we look back at 2,000 years ago, is the church that Peter was referring to the church that saves?
现在请大家继续思考，我们来注意刚才那三节其中一个很重要的重点是什么？
What is the main point that is within these three verses?
我们很多人说啊，这里就是在讲受圣灵啊，没这么简单哦。
Many people would just assume that it is about receiving the Holy Spirit, but it is not that simple.
因为这三节另外又强调出另外一个重点啊。
Because there is another main point within these three verses.
你看，叫做正像我们一样，有没有注意到？哦，十五节有正像我们一样，再看一下哦。
Look at,
我给大家五秒钟看一下。
Look at verse 15 as upon us.
十七节，你再看，神既然给他们什么东西呢？ 后面说像给了我们一样，像我们一样，这是又重复的，这才是第二重点啊。
And verse 17, God gave them as He gave us.
什么叫做像我们一样？
What does it mean as He gave us?
这就是刚才小弟所说的，一直接续下去没有断绝的体系，就称为统这个字啊。
It is the system that is passed on and is not interrupted.
像我们一样，就是可见收圣灵啊，不是说有很多不同的方式。
Receiving the Holy Spirit is not via various methods.
因为使徒在这里强调了，他不只是在讲受圣灵这件事，还有一个就是他受的状况跟我们当初受的那个样子到底一不一样？这样大家有想通吗？
Apostle Peter was not simply referring to receiving the Holy Spirit, but rather whether receiving the Holy Spirit today is the same as back then.
那个一样是什么呢？
What is the sameness?
我们简单讲，就是我们常常讲的要听得见也看得到，对不对？
It is that we can see and we can hear.
那记载在使徒行传第二章了，我们不翻了。
So in Acts chapter 2.
2000年前圣灵第一次降临，他们受圣灵的时候那种样子。
When the Holy Spirit first descended.
声音好像大风吹进来，不是风啊，是声音啊。
Where there was a loud thunder coming through.
好像有声的波浪此起彼落一样的那种感受啊。
It sounded like a very thunderous wind.
所以在启示录里面又用另外的形容词啦，形容从如同众水的声音。大家那个水都不动的话，你听得到声音吗？
And there is a similar but different description in Revelation about how it is like a thunderous storm.
你什么时候最容易听到众水的声音？
When do you hear such things?
那个流动的水。
When the water is wavering.
你去住在海边啊，那个海浪此起彼落，有没有？那个有时候你吵到晚上你都睡不着啊，不要以为很浪漫啊。
The waves are not that romantic. They would disturb you when you're trying to sleep at night.
所以我们受圣灵啊，用灵言祷告，不就是这种感受吗？
Isn't this the type of feeling we get when we receive the Holy Spirit?
那么看得见的是什么？那个圣灵降下来在他们的身上好像火焰，不是火啊，是舌头啊。
When the Holy Spirit descended on them, they were like on fire, but it wasn't that. It was their tongues were moving.
我们来看《使徒行传》十章四十六节。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 10, verse 46.
请看《使徒行传》十章四十六节。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 10, verse 46.
因听见他们说方言，称赞神为大。
Verse 46. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God.
好了，这里说，我刚才听那个英文翻得比较精确一点点啊。
So the English translation is a bit clearer.
华文说因听见他们说方言，这个是片面的翻译啊。
The Chinese translation says that they heard them speaking in tongues.
神如果没有赐你开你的耳朵让你听得懂的话，其实你不觉得他们在说方言啊。
But in actuality, if God does not open your ears to let you hear, then you cannot hear others speaking in tongues.
我告诉各位，各位不用像我们神学院要学过一两年原文，你回去自己 Google 回去查，它的新约希腊文是借着舌头发出声音，借着舌头发出声音啊。
So in the Greek original translation, it is through the tongues that it produces sound.
因为今天很多人疑问是。我来到真耶稣教会，我又听不懂他们在说什么方言。他不是在说方言啊，他们是发出声音啊。有没有这种疑问？有。
Many people come to the True Jesus Church today and become confused as if it is a very foreign sound.
所以你再想回使徒行传二章，为什么有些人听到了十几种语言，有些人以为他们喝醉酒了？因为神开了某些人的耳朵，神没有开某些人的耳朵，这样知道吗？其实那个发出来的声音是一样的啊。
So in Acts chapter 2, some people thought that the people who were speaking in tongues were drunk, but in actuality, God was opening the ears of certain people to hear.
这一节在上一次我们台湾神学院的教师们的研讨会有提出来，讨论过。
This was pointed out in a previous Taiwan theological seminar.
所以原文是因为听见他们借着舌头发出声音啊。尊主为大，这是最正确的翻译啊！发出声音，你看，不就是今天我们灵言祷告的这种模式吗
？So it is most accurate to say that the sounds are produced through the speaking of tongues.
这是什么？这就是灵的正统。
And this is the movement, the moving of the Holy Spirit.
当然，我们在这里所说的灵，就是指的神的灵、基督的灵、圣灵。
And this refers to the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God.
这灵的领受、体验、听得见、看得见，都要跟我们一样，而我们跟2000年前的使徒们是一模一样的。
And this experience is the same as the apostles 2000 years ago.
绝对不能指着个人心里的感受啊。
It is.
不是指着个人心里的感受，好像我有，好像我没有，不是这样子啊。
It is not through one's own experience of whether they have or they do not have.
为什么我们要强调这个呢？
Why does this have to be emphasized?
因为现在有很多基督教派的朋友们声称他们有圣灵。
Because many Christian denominations today think that they have the Holy Spirit.
但是你知道吗？小弟在过去这十几年的服事里面，我按倒过好多个啦，我根本没打算按倒他们呢。
But over the past 10 or so years of being a preacher, I sometimes do not wish to lay hands on some.
我在不同的教会啊，这些被我按倒过，通常有一个都声称他们已经有圣灵了，不需要再求圣灵了，从外教派来的。
When I lay hands on some, they would fall over because they claim that they have the Holy Spirit.
结果我只是求神引导他们祝福他们，一按倒了，一按倒了，一按倒了，连我自己都吓到啊。
So sometimes when I lay hands on them, they would fall over and I would get a shock.
你知道吗？他们领受那种灵被我按倒之前，他们也觉得有平安喜乐哦。
And as they are being laid hands upon, they also feel that they are joyful and peaceful.
其实如果单单从感受的话，那准吗？
But is it accurate to say that it is from a personal experience?
我们有很多道教的朋友、佛教的朋友，甚至无神论的朋友，你信不信？他们也很平安喜乐。
Many atheists and Buddhists are also very peaceful and joyful.
所以为什么有时候我们在布道的时候，一直跟他们传平安喜乐，他们不来，因为他们觉得我已经有了，我干嘛去教会呢
？So during evangelistic services, even if we preach about having peace and joy, they wouldn't want to come because they feel that they already have that.
所以受圣灵绝对不是感受啊，不是说你觉得有没有平安，有没有喜乐，不是这样子啊。
So receiving the Holy Spirit is not a feeling of peace. It's not simply a feeling of peace and joy.
各位，你知道吗？我还问过有慕道朋友来教会，结果。按了倒了之后，他说来真耶稣教会真不平安。
So some truth seekers who have come to the true Jesus Church and been laid hands on and fallen over say that the church has no peace.
我第一次按倒人的时候，我还没被安立为传道，我是实习的神学生，我自己真的吓到了。
When I first laid hands upon a person and they fell over, I was still a trainee preacher and I was very shocked.
结果感谢主，我终于知道了。
But thank God, I finally understand.
以后我听到有人觉得来我们真耶稣教会不平安呐、啊，我就大大的感谢主啊。
If anyone comes in the following after that, when anyone comes to the true Jesus Church and feel that there is no peace, I thank God.
因为他之前那个灵不是正确的，他只要不平安，他将要领受真正的平安呐、啊。所以我感谢主啊。
Because the peace that they had thought they had was not true.
所以能够看到，能够听到，这就是一种受圣灵传下来的系统，传承下来的系统。
Being able to hear and to see is a system that has been passed on.
得救的教会必须是同一个灵。
And the church that saves needs to have the same and one spirit.
既然是同一个灵，就一定会成为一体。
Since it is the same spirit, then there is one body.
所以我们平常听到人家说受圣灵，受圣灵。
So we often hear about receiving the Holy Spirit.
我们除了从圣经所记载的之外，我们自己就可以判断了。
And apart from the recordings in the Bible, we can make our own judgments.
到底他受的灵跟我们一不一样呢？
Whether the spirit that one has received is the same.
那我们要再讲第二点啊，这一点可以进一步去判断刚才所说的灵哦。
So our second point is to judge whether the spirit that we have been talking about.
刚才讲的是灵统。
Before we were
灵的传承跟系统
talking about the spirit that is passed on.
我们跟使徒是一模一样。
We are the same as the apostles.
第二个叫做道统，就是这道理的传承跟系统。
Next is the passing on of the truth.
简单就是要有基督的话，要从圣经真理来判断。
That is, we have the words of Christ, and this is according to the Bible.
我们先来想圣经里面有一个人物。
There is one person in the Bible.
这是我们所讲的使徒约翰。
That is Apostle John.
各位在查考网络跟其他书籍的时候，可能会听到他另外有一个别称，叫做爱的使徒。
If we look on Google or we have listened to other forms of media, we might know that John is the apostle that was loved.
简单讲，圣灵借着使徒约翰传达出许多有关爱的真理。
And the John has spoken many teachings about love.
所以照理来说，约翰应该是最懂得爱与宽容的圣徒，对不对？
So logically speaking, John should be the apostle that would exhibit the most love.
可是这一个应当是最讲爱跟宽容的圣徒，他留下了哪一句话呢？我们现在来看。
Let us look at what the apostle that was most loved said.
我们请看新约圣经约翰一书第四章第六节。
Let us look at 1 John chapter 4 verse 6.
约翰一书四章六节。
1 John chapter 4 verse 6.
我们是属神的，认识神的就听从我们，不属神的就不听从我们。从此我们可以认出真理的灵与谬妄的灵来。阿们。
Verse 6, we are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
各位再去体会一下这第六节这一句话。
Please experience what is said in verse 6.
因为你们知道这是使徒约翰讲的，你们都没有意见嘛，对不对？
Because this is spoken by the apostle John.
这句话要是我信赖的讲啊，你们就会很有意见啊。
And perhaps you would not have any opinion about it, but if I am the one that had said it, you would have many opinions.
有没有觉得这句话不像是一个很有包容性的人讲出来的？去体会看看哦。
Don't you feel that this verse is spoken out of someone who is very enduring?
好、哦。应该叫做很专断的人，我们台语叫做很压霸了，我不知道怎么翻了、啊，就是独裁式的啦。你们教一教他好了，你翻得很好了哈，没关系，这个应该是我用词不正确，我自己在检讨了哈。好了，你去体会这第六节，什么样的人会讲出说，只要不听从我们的，就不属于我们。
So,
会讲这种话欸。
So, John, Apostle John was perhaps very crude because he says, He who knows God hears us, he who is not of God does not hear us.
大家能够理解吗？
Do you understand?
一个很有包容力的人哦，他不会这样讲话。
Someone who is very endearing would not say something like that.
我们刚才说使徒约翰是爱跟宽容的使徒啊。
We have mentioned how Apostle John was someone who loves.
再讲明白一点，他为什么讲出了这一句看似很没有爱心的话？
But why did he sound like he was someone who was very crude and lacked love?
来，各位，我们在想，如果你来写这一句话的话，如果是你，你从来没读过，你会怎么写？
If you were the one who was speaking this, how would you write it?
可能会这样写：认识神的就自称为基督徒。
You might simply say, "Who those who know God are Christians."
我认识神的有没有？你把后面那个就听从我们拿掉，请问你会写什么字
？So what would you write instead?
认识神的就会常常唱诗祷告。
Those who know God would sing hymns and pray often.
认识神的会行很多善事，会不会这样写？
Those who know God will perform many good deeds.
啊，认识神的就常常前面放一个十字架，会不会这样子
？Those who know God will have a cross with them.
各位，请再想一想。可惜这里不是这样写。什么是认识神的？竟然用了一句很矛盾的话，你不觉得吗
？What is those who know God? Don't you think it is very contradictory?
不是行善的，不是有爱心的，不是祈祷的，不是聚会的，都不是写这些。认识神的就听从我们。我们继续再讲。
He wrote, "He who knows God hears us." It is not simply about reading the Bible and praying often.
那这里重要的是这个我们指的是什么啦
？And the main point is we. What does it refer to?
这个我们在当时当然就是指的这些使徒以及传道人嘛。
It refers to the apostles and the preachers.
也就是所谓2000年前的教会这些带领者。
That is the church that was there 2,000 years ago.
那第二个问题，我们厘清了，我们想听从是什么意思啊
And what does hear mean?
听从当然不是听他们随便乱讲一些话嘛。
It does not mean to hear about their blabbers.
也不是听从他们的指挥，叫你来就来，叫去就去，不是这个意思啊。
Or to simply take heed to their instructions.
也不是按他们的话都为所欲为啊，哇，这个床太硬了，我很软的。
Or to take their word.
啊，哎，今天的餐点我不喜欢，明天换牛排啊，是这种听从吗？
Does hearing means that if you do not wish to eat a steak today, then you can change it tomorrow?
所以听从是要听从什么？
So what should you listen here to?
来，我们来看加拉太书一章八节。
Let us look at Galatians chapter 1 verse 8.
新约圣经加拉太书第一章第八节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse
8. 但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们，与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
Verse 8, but even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed.
这样大家都有自己的圣灵，你们能够连得起来了吗？
So if we have the Holy Spirit, can you link this?
来，这是另外一个使徒讲的哦，
this is,
不是约翰，叫做保罗。
This is spoken by another apostle called Paul.
你们发觉他们两个使徒不约而同都讲出一样的道理来了。
Don't you think that they have spoken the same words?
所以认识神的就必听从我们，我们什么呢？我们所传给你们的，重要的是这个道理啊。
Those who have heard, listen to what we have preached about Jesus Christ.
所以从2000年前就有人在传一些道理，叫你要信耶稣，来教会要怎么样？结果他们传的跟使徒不一样哦，是这个意思哦。
So what this means that 2000 years ago there were people preaching about Jesus Christ already.
那当时使徒跟这些传道者所传的更精确来讲的又是什么呢？
So what is it that was preached?
我们来看以弗所书第二章的十九节。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19.
请看新约圣经以弗所书二章十九节跟二十节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19 to 20.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
Verse 19, Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. 20, Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
十九节在告诉我们，我们要成为圣徒，要成为跟使徒基督同国同一家子的人，要怎么做？
Verse 19 tells us what we should do if we want to become the saints in the heavenly kingdom.
我们要被建造，整个教会啊，教会就是所有我们在座每一位嘛。
And the church refers to every one of us seated here.
我们要被建造在使徒跟先知的根基上。
We are built.Upon the foundation, having been built upon the foundation of the apostles,
就是他们所传的福音的内容跟我们所说的教义。
That is the content that they were preaching, which is the articles that we have.
但是使徒跟先知只是根基，下面还有最重要的头一块石头，定出标准的是谁呢？是耶稣基督啊。
So the apostles and the prophets are the foundation, which is built on the rock that is Jesus Christ himself.
认识神的就听从我们，不认识神的就不听从我们，是我们所说的道。
Those who listen, who hears God will listen to what they preached, and those who do not hear him will not listen to what they preached.
这就是小弟所说的道统，道理上的传承跟系统。
This is what I have been talking about the passing on of truth.
所以圣经绝对不能各自表述啊。
So the Bible is absolute.
同一个教会必须要有同一套道理。
The same church needs to have one truth.
教得救的教义只有一种。
There is only one type of truth that says.
不会说这个教会认同离婚，那个教会又认同同性恋。
You cannot have a church that approves of divorce or homosexuality.
有的教会把圣灵只是当成恩赐。
Some churches deem the Holy Spirit as simply a blessing.
哇，有的教会说洒水里也有效，滴水里也有效，甚至台湾还有干洗的，你知道吗？干洗啊。
So there are many different practices in different churches.
你们这边有听过干洗的教派吗？干洗是什么？ 在旗子上面写满耶稣基督的话，下面走过去就 OK 啦。哇，这太方便了吧。
So there are some churches who simply have the word, the Lord Jesus Christ written on the wall and people can just walk through it.
我们认为圣餐真的是在吃已经灵化过主的血跟肉，对不对？
We know that the Holy Communion, bread and grape juice refers to the blood and body of Jesus Christ.
今天有许多的教派却说圣餐里只是象征。
But many, Christian denominations deem the Holy Communion as simply ceremonial.
我们不用讲下去了，圣经告诉我们不可以这样啊。
But the Bible tells us that this shouldn't be the case.
这个不是我讲的，这是保罗跟约翰两位使徒强调的啊。
The Bible tells us that this is what Apostle John and Peter had emphasized.
可见2000年前就有一些是自称基督徒的人已经开始不听从使徒们所传的那一套，已经开始不一样了。
But 2000 years ago, there were already people who did not take heed to the apostles and came up with their own theories.
今天我们有些同龄在这一点上或许时候未到，还没有想得很透彻。
So perhaps some of us might not have thought it through clearly.
请大家注意哦，我们看到这些使徒他没有说 No, 没关系 No problem.
The apostles did not say it is fine and there is no problem.
他们没有说啊，只要信耶稣就是好的，信耶稣就是一样的。你们找出来有这种经文吗？我神学院可以重读。
They did not simply say that believing in Jesus Christ is good.
也没有说只要是教会都会得救，你也找不到这样的经文，对不对？
And they did not simply say that as long as you find a church, you can be saved.
反而讲出了我们刚才所读的，爱的使徒怎么讲出这么没有爱心的话？
And we also talked about how an apostle that was loved and loves said such a crude thing.
听从我们跟不听从我们，以社会学的名词来看，叫做排他性。
So those who
这样你理解吗？
Listens and those are called rebellious.
排斥其他的存在啦。
Or to scold. Exclude.
这个不是现在一般基督教界他们的走向，大家体会得到吗？他们是走联合路线啦。
So they are taking a different path.
甚至你在看那个约翰一书第四章第六节前面五节，这个牵扯到灵界里面的奥秘哦，有错谬的灵存在哦。
So we turn back to 1 John, it talks about the mystery.
反观今天我们看很多教会的朋友，请注意我称朋友，不把他们当敌人啊。
So in the church there are many friends today.
他们把听不听从这个道当作是其次的。
Do they see these words as exclusion.
他们更看重的，因为他们有时候会来找我，我知道啊，他们更看重和睦跟合作。
They sometimes come to me and ask about peace and cooperation.
其实我理解，不同基督教派之间的联合，有时候是为了资源运用的问题。
So I understand that some Christian denominations have problems with resources.
希望节省资源，壮大声势嘛。
They want to save their resources.
也就是说希望这个传福音跟宣教能够有更事半功倍，只要做一点就有更好的效果啊。
So it means that they want to do as little as they can to have a bigger effect.
所以他们会要求我们一起祷告一起聚会，你们知道吗？
So they would require you to pray and to have services together.
然后只要说你不要一直讲你们是唯一得救的，不要一直讲这个就好了。
And they would tell us to stop saying that we are the only church that's saved.
也就是换一句话说，你们不要一直谈教义问题。
Means to stop talking about the doctrines.
以小弟来看，就暂时把这个重要的道放在一边，大家握手，大家抱在一起，大家啊吃喝快乐这样子啊。
They would put the doctrines away and simply be nice to each other.
各位，现在你们知道了，把听不听从这件事放在一边，这样合不合理？
Is it reasonable to put aside what you should hear?
可以让我们得救的不是这一些资源。
These resources are not what allows us to be saved.
有时候我们觉得确实我们真耶稣教会还有一些必须要在长进的地方，比如说在爱心或某些活动上，这个是事实啊。
Of course, it is a fact that the True Jesus Church have areas to improve on, such as having love and activities.
可是如果光是比善行，那我们连其他宗教、道教跟佛教的朋友我们也比不上啊。
Then in that case, then we would, if we emphasize on that, then we are not as those Buddhists or other denominations.
固然圣经告诉我们，我们应当要行义，就是做出神眼中看为好的。
We need to do what is right and that what is pleasing to God.
可是今天我们得救啊，注意哦，经文告诉我们，我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，没有提到多少善行，有没有注意到？
But today we know that salvation is by grace through faith.
当然我们得救也不是靠着那些共同祷告、共同聚会比人数的。
And it is not emphasizing on the numbers.
来，我们来看使徒行传十三章的二十六节。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 13, verse 26.
使徒行传十三章二十六节。
Acts chapter 13, verse 26.
弟兄们，亚伯拉罕的子孙和你们中间敬畏神的人啊，这救世的道是传给我们的。阿们。
Verse 26, men and brethren, sons of the family of Abraham and those among you who fear God, to you the word of the salvation has been sent.
注意这里翻得蛮精确的这个版本啊，救世的道不是道路的路啊。
So here it is described very clearly, the word of this salvation.
它也不是复数的哦。
It's not just simply the...
它在原文里面啊。和 logos 是有定冠词单数的，指的是什么？这一个完整已经不会改变的系统跟道理啊。
So it refers to that this word is complete.
所以会救我们灵魂，让我们得救的是这个道啊，不是其他那些啊。
And that it will save us, so it is not anything else.
也是使徒要我们听从的。
And it is also what the apostles wants us to hear.
也是今天我们真耶稣教会在圣灵引导之下我们所领受的。
This is what we receive by the true Jesus Church.
甚至保罗还讲出另外一句话，我们继续来看。
Paul also said something else, and let's.
我们且看帖撒罗尼迦后书三章十四节。
Second Thessalonians chapter 3.
帖撒罗尼迦后书三章十四节。
Second Thessalonians chapter 3.
若有人不听从我们这信上的话，要记下他，不和他交往，叫他自觉惭愧。十五节，但不要以他为仇人， 15. 要劝他如弟兄。
Verse 14, and if anyone does not obey our word in this episode, note that person and do not keep company with him, that he may be ashamed. 15, yet do not count him as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother.
大家看，保罗也讲得很明白啦，听不听从的话，不听从要怎么处置？
So Paul mentions here very clearly, if anyone does not obey,do not keep company with
him. 记下他的原文是要给他做个记号。
This means that you should take note.
哎呀，基督徒怎么可以替别人做记号呢？好像不符合我们所领受的，对不对？没有，原文是这样讲哦， how, 要给他做记号。
How can a Christian black mark somebody?
做记号做什么？大家不要和他往来。
Does it mean that we do not keep company with him?
大家不要和他往来，不是。吐口水啊，骂他啊，赶他出去，不是这个意思啊。
It does not mean that we should spit on him or exclude him.
所以后面讲了一个 he 呢，就是有一个目的，为了什么？为了让他这里方都自觉羞愧啊。
So later it says that he may be ashamed.
如果他的道理相信的跟讲的都跟我们不一样了，我们还觉得没有关系，他就越来越嚣张，越来越讲嘛。
It says that if he does not obey the word,then he may be ashamed.
所以圣灵说，记下他，不要那往来，大家暂时跟他保持冷漠，很冷漠哦。诶，基督徒可以冷漠吗？这是另外一个主题啦。
So it says that we should not keep company with him, but is that the case? But that is for another time.
但是不是为了要毁灭他。
It is not to admonish him.
是要让他因为这件事情觉得，哇，事情很严重啦，我是不是哪里错啦？开始自觉羞愧，原文叫做里面开始回转啊。
It is to make him feel ashamed and that he is doing something wrong so that he will start to repent in his heart.
所以保罗后面又补一句，诶，叫你们不要和他往来，还是要劝他如弟兄，不是把他当成仇人。你能体会到圣灵的意思吗？
So here it says that do not keep company with him, but do not count him as an enemy.
那我们今天的做法又怎么样呢？
So what should we do today?
我们真的有如圣灵告诉我们这样来执行吗？
Do we do so just like the Holy Spirit tells us?
因为有人自以为他的道理比圣经更有逻辑。
Some people think that their theories are more logical than the Bible.
所以洗礼也可以改。
So baptism can be changed.
安息日也可以改。
The Sabbath day can be changed.
圣餐礼也可以改。
The Holy Communion can be changed.
西交礼也不需要。
You do not need foot washing.
有些人自以为他们的爱心比耶稣更大。
Some people think that they have greater love than Lord Jesus.
当然，他们不敢这样讲啊。
Of course, they did not say so.
所以同性恋也可以饶恕。
And so they would accept homosexuality.
把离婚当成平常的事。
They treat divorce as a common occurrence.
他们无所不宽恕。可是你知道吗？连圣灵都有无法饶恕的，这是经文写的。
Then they would you.
他们什么都可以饶恕啊。
So that they can accept everything.
比圣灵还伟大。
And that they are greater than the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵厌恶的，他们也可以做。
So they can do things that even the Holy Spirit.
他们可以继续吃血，然后来当基督徒。
They can eat blood as Christians.
拜其他的偶像犯奸淫仍然无所谓。
They do not think it is a big matter to worship idols.
然后对很多周边同龄之间应该要解除怨恨的事情反而不去饶恕。
And commit adultery and they do not accept forgiving others of sins.
反而对很多不该认同的地方大显慈爱还指责别人爱心不够。
They would point out that other people have no love, even though they are in the same situation.
这个叫做颠倒黑白啦。
This is the black calling the kettle white, calling the pattern.
然后还把忠心照着圣经在执行的那一群指责为自高自大。
And those people are high and mighty.
今天如果是使徒保罗跟约翰站在这里讲到。不听我们的就不属于我们的我看事情就很大条了。
If Apostle Paul and John were standing here today, they would not accept this.
最后还有第三个条件圣经告诉我们的。
The third criteria that the Bible tells us.
我们一起来看约翰一书第二章十八十九节。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 2 verse 18 to 19.
约翰一书二章十八十九。
First John chapter 2 verse 18 to 19.
小子们啊，如今是末时了。你们曾听见说那敌基督的要来，现在已经有好些敌基督的出来了。从此我们就知道如今是末时了。十九节。他们从我们中间出去，却不是属我们的。若是属我们的，就必仍旧与我们同在。他们出去显明都不是属于我们的。
18, little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. 19, they went out from us, but they were not of us. If they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us.
这第三个圣经给我们的线索告诉我们得救的教会是讲体统有体制的有组织的体统啊。
So the third criteria is that there is a system.
对，体统这个体，你也可以把它当成是好像身体一样，身体啊彼此联系同一个身体，一直这样传承下来，同一个身体啊。
That the same body is being passed on.
今天有人说啊，教会这种组织不重要，只要有神有灵就好了。
Some people think that the church is not important, but what is important is simply the Spirit of God.
各位，我们脱离宗教学的认识了。
Let us not think that way.
我想我们在座应该有一些社会学的先进，或者是商学的先进啊。社会学。
So there are some socialists.
或者是商学院的。学习商业的 commercial。
Commercial.
哎，对啊，我们去查他们这些领域里面对组织的定义。小弟讲一个最简单的定义啊，
so、
你们可以去查。
Me describe the most basic significance of the organization.
组织如果当作 verb 动词的话
，if we use organization as a verb，
它指的是有目的、有系统的集合起来。
They have a purpose and an organization.
注意有目的哦。
They have a purpose.
好，如果当作名词的话
，If we use it as an adjective,
它有狭义跟广义两方面呢、啊。
A noun.
我们讲狭义的定义。
Let us
比较
look at a narrow perspective.
啊，对，好，指的是哈、哦、有意识的两个人，至少两个，只要有意识的两个人以上。
So as long as there are two.People, at least two people with understanding.
为实现一定的目标。
They would fulfill the purpose.
然后互相合作结合而成的团体，就是这件事。
And collate the organization.
那我告诉各位，教会是不是组织啊？
So is the church an organization?
好，那不谈教会好了。你们知道耶稣要出来传道的第一个晚上在祷告什么吗？
When Jesus came out to preach, what he prayed for in the first night?
他不是在祷告规章细则耶。
He did not pray for such procedures.
不是在祷告什么律法耶。
Or law.
也不是在祷告什么 blueprint or plan 耶。
Or any type of plan.
他也没有在担心将来这些钱要从哪里来啊。
He did not worry where money would come from.
我相信你们都知道的，耶稣第一个晚上彻夜祷告在祷告什么？
What did Jesus first pray for in his first night of preaching?
12个人。
He prayed for 12 people.
请问这12个人出来啊，是叫出来吃饭睡觉的吗？
Were these 12 people called to eat and sleep?
注意哦，就是为了要同一个目的才把他们叫出来的。什么目的？
They were called to have one purpose. And what is this purpose?
去宣扬那我照我们出黑暗入光明者的美德嘛，经文这样写嘛。
It is to walk out of darkness and into light.
就是宣扬神的名，宣扬神的国，传神的福音嘛。
To preach about God and His kingdom and His word.
各位，请问圣经虽然没有组织这两个字，有没有组织啊？
Even though the Bible does not talk about an organization.
使徒行传15章，众长老跟使徒在圣灵运行之下开会，那不是组织，那是什么啊？
Is there an organization? Acts chapter 15 talks about the elders of the church having a meeting.
他们都是为了同一个目的嘛，造就教会。
But they were there for a single purpose, and that is to edify the church.
我们再看回约翰一书2章19节在讲什么。
Let us turn back to 1 John chapter 2.
这里不是讲听从啦，有没有注意？这里不是讲听从啊，这是讲什么？
Here is not talking about listening, but what is it talking about?
是不是从我们中间出去的啊？你要划线呢、啊，回去再好好想啊。
Whether they went out from us.
这个我们中间指的是什么？就是同一教会、同一体制、同一组织啊。
It refers to the same church, the same organization.
就好像保罗跟巴拿巴，他们出去传道不是感动就好了，要耶路撒冷总会的差派啊。
So Paul and Barnabas went out to preach and were sent by the Jerusalem Council.
好像使徒行传十三章那里记载的安提阿教会，他们禁食祷告之后才能差派弟兄出去办事啊。
So in Acts, it also records that the church of Antioch would have to train workers before they were being able to send out.
所以我们看从2000年前的教会就有组织啦，这就是所谓的一个身体的传承。
So even 2000 years ago, there was an organization, and that is the passing on of the truth and faith.
可是十九节还告诉我们第二个，除了从我们出去之外，还要辨明一点，大家要注意。
But verse 19 tells us of another point other than that they went out from us.
就像现在一样哦，从教会里面出去的也分两种啦。
So just like today, there are two types.
一种是这里讲的不是属于我们的，哎，奇怪了。又从我们这里出去，又不属于我们呢、啊。
That went out from us, and here says that they were not of us.
另外一种是从我们出去却属于我们的。
Another type is that they went out of us but were of us.
各位，今天依然在发生这种事。
Today, such occurrences are still happening.
所以我相信我们同一个圣灵，大家要辨明啦、
啊。So, we are of the same name.
因为2000年前呢、啊，当时的讯息交换很不方便。
Because modes of communication in the past were not as agile.
搞不好2000年前那时候当然没有纽西兰了、啊、如果从耶路撒冷要寄到罗马去啊，那一封信搞不好要一个月以后才会到啊。
Perhaps they wasn't even New Zealand in 2000 years ago, and it would take a month for letters to be sent from Jerusalem to Rome.
所以各地教会最重要的就是，哎，有人自称他也是信耶稣的，他也是传道人，他要上台讲道理了，他要来团契里面做崇拜啦。
So preachers would have to come to preach and to give sermons.
哇，你不要以为他看起来很敬虔啊，哈利路亚，阿门阿门，就让他随便讲啊，会完蛋的耶。
Perhaps you would think that they would seem very reverent, but that is not simply the case.
然后甚至他也讲爱啊，讲宽恕啊，讲奉献，讲一堆，里面只要有10%不一样啊，这个教会就完了。
They would talk about love and about tithes.
感谢主，我们现在因为资讯相通，很容易去联络谁是从我们出去属于我们的。
Thank God that we are in the affirmation age so that now those who went out from us are of us.
我们也很容易知道用一点心知道哪些已经是原本在我们中间出去的已经不属我们了。
And we also know that those who went out of us, those who went out of us who were not of us.
2000年前很不简单，所以各地教会要设立 Episcopos 长老，就是要分辨这些人到底是不是真使徒、真领会者啊。
2000 years ago, it was not as easy, so the apostles had to discern who was of us and who was not of us.
大家看，这一节又讲的好像是多么的专断，是不是？
So these verses are quite, clear.
可是我相信跟小弟同样有圣灵的诸位，你们懂啦。
But I believe that all of us who have the Holy Spirit will understand.
这种现象在2000年前就存在了，今天更加存在了。
So such occurrences are apparent 2000 years ago and are even more apparent today.
所以我们领受道理，大家还是要分辨的。
So when we receive the word and the truth, we need to be able to discern as well.
因为我们现在是一个资讯充斥的时代。
Because we are in the information age.
也不是你们坐在这里听讲道啊，你们回去看 YouTube 也不一定看真耶稣教会的啊。
When you go home, perhaps you might not even watch sermons by the True Jesus Church.
有很多基督教的参考书籍，全部都可以看吗？可以，但是你能分辨吗？
There are many resources from other Christian denominations, but do you know how to discern?
其他教会的神学家跟他们的牧师长老做的 sermon 我可以听吗？可以，但是你能够分辨吗？
You can listen to sermons delivered by other theologians and scholars, but can you discern it?
有这么多电视，有这么多广播，有这么多网络。
There's the internet and television.
今天啊，正如启示录所讲的那种状况，大家要特别小心呢。
But you need to be wary of the situation that is described.
我们请看启示录12章15节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 12 verse 15.
启示录12章15节。
Revelation chapter 12 verse 15.
15节跟16节。
Verse 15 to 16.
蛇就在妇人身后从口中吐出水来像河一样要将妇人冲去。16节。
16.
地却帮助妇人开口吞了从龙口吐出来的水。Amen.
Verse 15. So the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. 16. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth.
各位，你们都不认识这只龙啦。
Do you know this serpent?
这是古龙跟大蛇，就是 Satan 啊。
That is Satan.
你看哦，龙哦，要毁灭神保护的，不是咬死他。也不是咒死他，也不是杀死他，用什么方式？注意到了。
So what method did the dragon use?
口中吐出来的水。
The serpent, it spewed water out of his mouth.
可怕。
This is very terrifying.
所以华文里面那个潮流啊、思潮啊，都有三点水是有道理的。
So the trends of the word.
今天真正会吞灭我们灵魂啊，就是这么多你不懂分辨的资讯啊，知道吗？
We'll swallow our soul because there are many things that we are.
然后你就会觉得信耶稣都一样嘛，宗教就是劝人为善啊。
To discern, and we will feel that believing in Jesus Christ is the same.
那小心啊，你已经快被冲走了。
That we need to be careful because we are being washed away.
可是我们相信神会保守。
But we believe that God will keep us.
所以今天。我们用短短的时间，大家思考另外三个圣经给我们的线索，有关于得救教会。
So today we use this short amount of time to discuss the church that says.
要注重灵统。
It is the passing off of spirit.
道统。
The word and the truth.
还有体统。
As well as the system.
那我们知道，我们今天坚持得救的教会，无关乎骄不骄傲。
The organization, and it doesn't matter if the church today is high and mighty.
也不是我的尊严跟你的尊严的问题。
Or whether it is a matter of esteem.
小弟真的诚心希望世界上每一个自称为基督徒的朋友们，将来都能够得救，这是我最大的盼望。
My greatest hope and wish is for all Christians on this earth to be saved.
报告好消息哈，这一次去基督城有一个。白人的女士一进来第一天就受圣灵，而且她都听得懂。她说要报名洗礼，我还叫她慢一点呢、啊。
So thank God that in Christ Church there is a Caucasian lady who came to church and received the Holy Spirit.
然后另外一个已经慕道一年多了，她对洗脚礼一直不接受，结果圣灵带领，这次她懂了，她也要报名洗礼了。
On the first, on the first day, and immediately wanted to be baptized. But there is another truth seeker who's been in church for a year, but
小弟说，我一直不相信我们真耶稣教会是所谓的华人教会、亚洲教会，我从来不这么看。
To accept foot washing, I do not ever see the, our church as belonging to a Chinese church or a Caucasian church.
就好像一开始基督的教会不是都是以色列人信的而已吗？那几十年。
So does that, is it because the church only belongs to the Israelites many years ago?
不能把基督教称为以色列人的宗教嘛，是不是？
You cannot term this as the religion of the Israelites.
时候到了，他就开枝散叶了，分布在全世界了。
When the time comes, the doors will be open to the whole world.
我有一次在讲到啊，让主耶稣加添我这个无用的人的信心。
There was once I prayed for Lord Jesus to open my heart.
我过去一直想不通，为什么我们教会应该传到各种族去，怎么目前为止好像只有我们华人比较多呢？
I could not understand why the gospel had to be preached to all men, but it only seemed to be a majority Chinese church.
可是主耶稣借着那一次的讲道，怜悯了我这个仆人。
But Lord Jesus showed mercy to me through a sermon.
我在讲华人的故事跟见证。
I was talking about a story of a Chinese person.
我用的是圣经的道理跟华人的 proverbs.
I used a Chinese proverb and the teachings of the Bible.
可是你们知道吗？不是在基督城那边地方啊，下面的华人的同龄们没有人流眼泪，可是有一个白人啊，他从头哭到尾，哭到不能自己啊。连我都吓一跳啊。
And as I was speaking this sermon, none of the Chinese people seated were crying, but there was this particular Caucasian lady who was weeping uncontrollably.
你们有感受到吗？
Do you feel this?
主的羊会听主的声音。
The sheep of God will hear his voice.
不分种族，不分文化，不分国度。
Regardless of country or language.
时候将到，时候已经到了。
When the time comes.
我们在纽西兰这个地方，我相信神会帮助我们的。
And the time has come. I believe that God will help us who are in New Zealand.
大家要知道，我们已经在得救的教会里啦。感谢主耶稣。
We need to know and thank God that we are already in the church that says.
以上见证，我们一起来吟诗。
Above is my testimony. Let us sing a hymn.
赞美诗175首。
Hymn 175.